Unit 6. College Life. Today, let me report about my college life and some of the classes I am taking. In my English class and other discussion-based classes, both teachers and students talk and hold discussions in a very relaxed manner. They even drink coffee during class. This is something that you would never see in Japanese universities. Students are dressed very casually, too. It is common to see students walking around the campus in jeans and a t-shirt or a sweatshirt with the university's logo. In writing class, Mr. Robbins, our teacher, sometimes talks about English grammar. But the funniest thing is that he often makes mistakes. The other day, he introduced a new sentence to us. Starting in April, the new program will include a variety of fieldwork. And explained that starting is a gerund. I noticed he was wrong. I have studied English grammar since junior high school, so I could not stop myself from pointing out his mistake. I think it's a present participle, isn't it? After an awkward pause, he replied, "Well, you're right. You know more about grammar than I do." This sort of thing has happened several times. So now, before the class starts, my classmates always chuckle at me and say, "What's your question today, Rika?" On the other hand, the class entitled Global Issues is fun and inspiring. Students have the chance to hold discussions via video conferencing with officials working at the United Nations or the American government. The topics such as human rights, race, and poverty are diverse and applicable worldwide. It is so exciting to swap opinions face to face with a different official every time. It takes me a lot of time to prepare for this class, but joining in the discussions not only broadens my perspective, but also connects me to various problems in the world. I am so grateful that I was given the opportunity to study in New York by the University Exchange Program. Above all, New York is a great city where you can learn and experience things that you never could elsewhere in the world.